Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hello. Oh, singing the allergy blues. Wasn't going to do the show, but then I thought, Betty Jo Tucker will be there, so I got to do it. Betty Jo Tucker movie out of headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. I got to plug her because she's the first one in the room. And this Tuesday, April 7th, she'll be presenting a Cinderella-thon event featuring Nell Minow, Mac Bates, and A.J. Hockery in discussion of Cinderella films, as well as other movies with Cinderella themes. Check it out. It's 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio. All right, and I got to start the day. Why don't we start with up-and-coming talent. Her name is Sadie Brummer. Check her out. Check her out online. She's doing some great music here, and we're going to play one of her songs because we like her. So let's hear it for Sadie Brummer. You can find her online, Sadie Brummer on Facebook. Okay, here we go.
I wanna do is sleep outside of your door.
Dream about the way you held my hand so tight, then we kissed under the pale moonlight.
Praying you'll be coming back to me one day. Why'd you have to take my love away?
Pictures of you swimming through my mind almost daily, searching for the words to ask you, could I be your lady? Wondering if you'll ever.
Just
Yeah, sounds good, huh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's a keeper.
Woohoo!
That was fun. Sadie Brummer. You could check out more of Sadie Brummer. She's an up-and-comer, and she's got great stuff going on. www.sadiemusic.com. Check her out. She's got some great videos. She's going to send me some more MP3s, and we're going to be hearing more from our Sadie Brummer. You can also watch her for the next 2 weeks on my TV show, The Nancy Lombardo Show, Friday nights, Eastern Standard Time in New York City, three channels. Worldwide on the net at www.mnn.org. You can see her videos, okay? So we're going to keep an eye on her. Next, let's just have some comedy fun with me. How about that? Sounds good, Nancy. All right, let's do it.
Here's some audience. I applaud you. Very, very pretty. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. One's my husband. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French, because I'm crazy. Je ne I love it, Cindy. You're all so cute. I could eat you up with an escargot fork, but I won't. Hello. My name is Piaf. Rice Piaf. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their measles. I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. A la mezzanine, we're French, we have a sense of humor, we have to because we're French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw a light bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again, never wanted to. What is she to do? Can't help it. I can't, I'm crazy. But you know what? Therapy is not for everyone. It's for people with money. When I was in therapy, oh no, not you, Nancy. When I was in therapy, I really felt for all the money I was paying that I should be leaving with something each time. So I stole her pens, then her tissues, then her computer, but that was going too far. I couldn't go back again. And that's bad. You know what? Let me tell you something else about me. It was not easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. When I saw West Side Story, I said, oh my God, that stole my life. How'd they know? My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane, sugarcane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying because she would turn to me and just go, listen, mira. No me da pena ahora. I don't have time for this canal. Tú sabes what I'm saying, so don't. Mom, that hurt. That hurt. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? Before her time. She had all these mom Puerto Rican wisdom. She used to do cliches, if you will, or cliches. And she's going to, mira, Nancy, listen to these cliches. Is going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh, my head. tired. She didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She sent me on Asti. A man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and goes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked into his honest little eyes and I said, Honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka. I didn't want him to be terribly misinformed like I was growing up. When I was little, I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow. And she goes, where's your lady? If Julie not hurt, how do you expect to have a baby? And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So, with that in mind, I did a little research, and I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. Feel free to take notes if you want. Okay. Everybody give me a hum. 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 There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum. Who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom. A-searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hun, the hun, the stroking of a hun. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. He had only one X, gen X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin. And that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. You guys are fantastic! You are the first chorus audience that ever did that for me. Yay! Yay for you! You, because I like the look for you. What's your name, sir?
Greg.
Greg? What do you do for a living, Greg?
I own a software company.
You own a software company. Oh, that's very good. Do you have any hobbies, Greg?
Playing with my son.
I thought he was going to say something else. Playing with his son?
Playing with
my son. Yes, playing with your son. And you own a, Greg, you own a hardware company. Like that hobby, playing with your son. What's your favorite food?
Italian food.
Italian food. Good call, Greg. Greg. What a coincidence. I think I wrote a song about your life, and it goes like this. Hit it, if you can. Let's see. Is he in the booth? Here we go. Any guys know about Greg? He's not there. All right, Greg, tell me more about yourself. It was a cue. I guess it's not. So, Greg, you like it? There we go. Now you hit it. Now I got to do my dance. Ready? Just for you. Drive for you. You're real cute. You're real swell. He's not the kind to remove a floppy disk and tell. No! Oh, Greggy, you're really, really cute. I like how you almost made that into kind of sort of a soup. Oh, Greg, baby, you're really, really fine. I wish I could. could make you mine. But I gotta tell you, she's very nice. So I guess you stay married, whatever the price. Yeah! Oh, Greggy, come on, let's go. I got a computer and some bits and buzzwords I think you might know. Oh, Greg, sweetie, what is a girl to do? You sat in the front, what did you expect we were going to pick on you? Oh, thank you very much. I am Nancy Lombardo, and you guys are just, I love you, man. I love you. Here comes Fallon. Here she comes. Now, I'd like to remember some things about Fallon, but I completely forgot. Oh, my buddy, I love her. I love her. She's about to let's hear it.
Nancy Lombardo, everybody.
That was me live. All right, another up-and-coming musician I'd like to feature. She does all kinds of great stuff. She's just amazing. I'm so glad I found her on the Internet. But let's hear it for Katie Goodman and her wonderful, insightful melodies here. Oh, I got to download one, too. Okay, all right, here we go. Katie Goodman, Baby, You 40.
Listen up. This song goes out to all the ladies in the house who pee when they sneeze.
You wake up one day and it takes you by surprise.
What?
You go to read the paper,
but something's wrong with your eyes.
And then you look in the mirror and think this must be some trick. If your boobs were any lower, they would be a stomach.
Don't look down, Lordy.
You out on your own, giving single life a shot.
Oh, yeah.
You meet a 28-year-old guy, and he thinks you're really hot.
Smoking.
He asks you back to his list.
He wants some of your sugar.
You think you passed for 30, but oh, shit.
He's just like Cougar.
Baby, you 40.
Ain't that some shit?
You want a cavorte. Like an escort, eh? You do. Your life is all stress, folks say.
Look at her.
Yells at the dog, at the kids, at the telemarketer.
Don't call their dinner.
You wake up in a sweat, wonder what the heck could cause all of this. Then you realize you're
perimenopausal.
Hey, you 40.
Be nice to her.
Black cohosh, you horde.
I don't even know what that
and
is.
And when you sleep, you snort, eh?
Like a pig.
Dating a guy named Morty.
Oh, damn.
You're good at your job. Smarter than a 30-year-old lad. Which is good, because if you got fired, ain't no one gonna hire you. But you want another baby.
Oh, damn.
And your reasoning, you are deaf. We got one thing to say, girl.
IBF.
Baby, you 40.
Oh, yeah, I'm up in the house.
Your minivan's your transport, eh?
Cause it's hard.
So many kids you could export, eh? That was Katie Goodman, now Philip Gambry.
What the hell is love? I'm 8 years old. I know one thing for sure. I love my mother. At 12, I think I'm in love with Jesus. At 14, I think I love Maureen, but she likes my best friend. At 16, I'm in love with Cass, but I'm dating her best friend. At 18, I'm just angry. I think nobody loves me. I hate everybody. At 21, Rosie loves me. For almost a year, I'm too drunk to notice that she's a hooker. And I'm too drunk to care because I don't even love her. At 23, I'm madly in love with Carol. or even engaged until she dumps me at 25. I confess I really want to be an actor and not the middle-class banker I promised her. Well, I'm being selfish, I know, but I was still heartbroken. At 26, Sharon and I are madly in love. But she tortures me with endless flirtations, constant tests to prove my love for her. After 3 years of anxiety, frustration, anger, everything, I just fell out of love. It's over. It's then she becomes the woman I thought I originally fell in love with. It's too late. She asked if we could at least be fuck buddies. I said, okay. At 30, I'm in love with Eileen. It's the beginning of women's lib. She weighs our relationship in terms of what her women's group feels is appropriate. She dumps me because they say I'm too sexist and not a sensitive enough guy for her. She leaves a parting message on my answering machine. Says, thank you. You helped me grow. At 32, I'm living with Susan. She's a free spirit. She feels that an open sexual relationship is what she needs to fulfill herself as a woman. She runs off to Toronto and lives in a teepee with some hippie. And she leaves her needy sister behind until I work up the guts to kick her out. I sleep with a lot of women during those summers of free love. I don't have much fun. And I got the clap 3 times. A friend of mine is a telling observation. He says, you know, all the women you fall in love with, they're the same person. They just look different. Wow. That moment of clarity here. She offers me a blind date with her friend to prove a point. I accept. And I think I feel real love for the very first time. Yet, 40 years later, I'm still asking myself, what the hell is love? And I realize I might never know the answer. Seems more now an abstraction rather than some tangible sensation. I'm 70 years old, and I think I know less about love than when I started. I'm really grateful for all the love I've been given, but I have no real feel sense of what I ever honestly returned.
More Katie Goodman. This song is just getting so many hits on YouTube. Check
read
it out.
An interview with a young actress said she wasn't a feminist. This outspoken actress was on the A-list. Sorry, but I just can't resist. What on earth are you picturing? Castrating men while wearing sensible shoes? You must not know what feminism means, that a feminist is you. You're a feminist. Sorry, babe, but you're a feminist. I just think you don't even get the gist if you say you're not a feminist. Millennial women were truly happy for you. You feel empowered, and that was the goal of truth. So many of your rights are guaranteed today that you can't imagine things will enter any other way. It's wonderful you don't feel as much crap, but to give the feminists who came before you a bad rap, I mean, do they even give you your free pass? So why don't you just shut your yap? Only about this, though. Say anything you want about anything else, all your opinions, and don't let anyone tell you can't, because you're a feminist. Yeah, babe, you're a feminist. Just take a look at the checklist. You like voting? You like driving? You're a feminist. You vote and be more than wise. Saying you're not a feminist gives them hives, although they're dead and buried, so it's hard to see. We try to explain it because you don't hate men. How do we have to go through that again and again? It's not about who's better. Here's my proof. Lots of men are feminists too, right? Where are my feminist guys at? You want to argue that we're post-feminism? Well, tell that to American conservatism, or post anything opinionated on the web without a death threat from some misogynistic head. Yeah, Jesus, you're a feminist. Yeah, babe, you're a feminist. All your ideas would have been dismissed before there was a world of feminists. A feminist is described as a person who believes in social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. Why is this so confusing?
do math. And you know why? Because fucking Barbie told me it's hard. And if that makes you mad, then just accept that you're a feminist. Yeah, babe, you're a feminist.
Yeah, I have Barbies, so? Because my mom didn't want to make me weird.
But this isn't just about me and you, it's about girls who get stoned for just going to school. Which human is twice as likely to live in poverty? Yeah, I'm seeing boobies. Yeah, but no, you're not a feminist. No, not you, you're not a feminist. You know who else isn't?
Boko Haram. Rush Limbaugh. The Taliban.
You might want to call yourself a feminist.
And to that woman who got interviewed, just count up all the money your male co-star is getting compared to you. And while you're at it, count up all the women on the film crew. Because there's only 2%, I said 2% of directors are females, and that's just a little bit skewed. And now count up all the women in film who are in the nude, whose coochies we viewed. And it's like 31% versus 9% of males where things protrude. And I swear I'm not being a prude. I'd be happy to see more men in the nude. Like, dude, more. To that woman that got interviewed, the fact that you're even giving interviews in the national news about your opinion means you're a feminist. Check
her out. That's katiegoodman.com. Well, I'm only doing a half-hour show today. Special thanks to Gail Moore and Betty Jo Tucker for tuning in today. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And tomorrow's going to be a Cinderella-thon. I'm not working. I'll be listening. Check out Betty Jo Tucker's blogs as well. Betty Jo Tucker on Facebook. Emos Authority on the Movie Biz. Check her out. Check out Bon Jovi Acoustics and their new headphones. Also check out Boston, the tour, coming up. All right, It's Be Kids. Check them out. They do great work for a great cause. In conjunction with the band Mass, they're having, if you check out Mass online, M-A-S-S, they're having a great giveaway. I want to check that out. You can donate and be entered in a chance to win a fantastic guitar. Check out Mass online. All right. Thank you for tuning in today. This is Nancy Lombardo. Keep on smiling. The whole world smiles with me. Don't forget to check out Sadie Brummer. www.sadiemusic.com. Everyone, stay well. Feel well. Be good. And now, just smile and hum along. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo. Bye-bye.